Why have hundreds of artists scattered across 9 mostly rural New York State counties reached into their closely counted resources for the $30 fee to enter the Southern Tier Biennial, with a significant financial boost from the F. Donald Kenny Foundation? The Southern Tier Biennial offers artists a level of support not often found in juried art competitions, let alone those based in small cities like Jamestown and Olean. Ann Conroy Bader, executive director of the Cattaraugus County Arts Council, says artists receive generous travel fees if their work is accepted for the show. 3 $500 prizes are also awarded. But for the artist chosen above all other entries, there's a prize that sparks the imagination.
They get an honorarium of $1,000, they get a best of show award of $1,000, and they get a solo show for the next year. They get $1,000 in professional development monies and $1,000 of show supplies. So it really enables an artist to put on a really high-quality solo show, which will have its own four-color catalog.
With so much to gain, the $30 entry fee seems like a minor investment, until you factor in what so many fear: the crash of self-esteem that comes with rejection.
I think that if you are an artist of any type, visual or otherwise, you must early on feel comfortable with rejection. It's going to happen. And, you know, just try again, keep trying, never give up.
That's show juror Kate Kopersky, curator of the Castellani Art Museum at Niagara University, teaming with fellow juror John Vanko, director and curator of the Erie Art Museum. The pair handed out plenty of rejection. About 36 entries were accepted for this year's show out of 200. In the early summer, as the final entries poured in, 6 hopeful artists shared their stories with WBFO News. All accepted rejection as possible, even inevitable. Olean's Peg Bothner says she's been involved in art since she began drawing lessons as a Connecticut teenager some 7-plus decades ago. Though she's experienced most of life's painful lessons, Bothner recalls her reaction many years ago at Chautauqua Institution when she was spurned by an art show judge.
I can't believe I did this. I followed them to where they had lunch. I said, I would just like to know why it was. And you know what he said to me? Get a thicker skin.
Now approaching the age of 83, Peg Bothner doesn't need to chase down jurors. 2 of her pieces were accepted for this year's show. Also accepted, Clothesline Season, from Elmira's Christine Sullivan. A former successful graphic artist and broadcast professional, Sullivan opted to slow life down, seeking the peace that comes from painting. Along the way, she risked rejection and sought the professional confirmation that could come with acceptance from the Southern Tier Biennial.
What was wonderful was the first time that I got in, it really helped me jump a few steps on the ladder.
That climb has taken Sullivan to a place most artists only dream of. She paints professionally now from her studio in a mansion once owned by Mark Twain's in-laws. The art world has provided a profession for Peter Tucker. He teaches visual arts at SUNY Fredonia. Earlier this summer, he admitted that acceptance from a juried show like the Southern Tier Biennial would help his university credentials. With entries of what he called conceptual art, he suspected rejection, a suspicion that proved correct.
They also aren't necessarily aesthetically very interesting. So, because all those pieces, I think, that I submitted were 3 QR codes individually printed on nice big piece of paper and framed. You can also see that, you know, similar QR code on the same side of your Starbucks coffee cup. So, anyway, so I guess I wasn't incredibly surprised, but it's hard to not be a little disappointed.
Rejection aside, Tucker says he remains committed to teaching art and pursuing more juried art competitions. The motivation couldn't be more different for 27-year-old Trevor Brockman of Ellicottville, who says he's been creating his silver jewelry for just a year and a half.
You know, the reason I entered this show really was because a lot of people told me to. And it's the first time I've ever done anything like this, and I felt like it would be a really cool opportunity.
That relaxed approach paid off for Trevor Brockman. The jurors accepted all 3 of his entries. Now in his 50s, David Higgins of Corning can empathize with Trevor Brockman. Higgins recalls early in his career when he enjoyed what he called beginner's luck entering art competitions. The humbling reality of rejection soon followed, but he continued along the artist's path, one that helped him develop an eye for the beauty of the place he calls home.
Southern Tier is a special area, and as a landscape painter, and I think it really does have its own kind of special look that has really grown on me and is endlessly inspirational.
Inspiration that has sparked a career in art. An associate professor at Corning Community College, Higgins was named Best in Show for the 2011 Southern Tier Biennial. The jurors accepted two more of his pieces for this year's show. Perhaps following that same path is 21-year-old Reese Peacock of Cuba, New York. Now on an art scholarship at Alfred University, she revealed a fiery look of determination as she considered the possibility of rejection of her biennial entries.
I mean, I go to art school. I deal with critiques every other week, so I would just consider it as another critique. And at this point in my college career, my skin's pretty tough, so they could be pretty honest with me, within reason, you know.
Her glass and fabric installation, entitled Henrietta, was accepted and will be on display starting this Saturday at Olean Public Library Gallery and JCC's Center Gallery. The Southern Tier Biennial exhibit runs through October 25th. While only one entry will enjoy the spoils that come with being named Best in Show, all the pieces will seek to express the artist's vision, a worthwhile view, often forged by rejection. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.